The Traveler's Journal, August 9th. Touring the tombs of Vienna. The grand Austrian city on the Danube is one of Europe's oldest capitals. For 700 years, residents of the center of the Habsburg Empire built and rebuilt their city's churches, palaces, and wide boulevards. Vienna came to embody continental sophistication. But these days, many visitors come to view other embodiments. For five centuries, the bodies of thousands of the city's notables were interred in catacombs under the Michlauer Church, adjacent to the Hofburg Palace. Whenever the vaults got too full, the sarcophagi were simply torn apart, and the bones stacked in neat but anonymous piles. The years have not been kind to them. These days, tourists pay a few dollars to somberly file through the crypts and gawk at the remains of the deceased Illuminati of Vienna, such as Mozart's librettists and the pregnant woman whose massively swollen limbs are evidence of the elephantiasis that did her in. Beneath these travelers' shoes lies a yard-thick layer of white sediment, the result of centuries of bone-crushing experiences. Vienna's Tour de Mort has other stops. For example, most Habsburg monarchs were buried in three places. Their wax-embalmed bodies lie in crypts below the Capuchin Monastery. You have to visit St. Stephen's Cathedral to see their intestines. Their hearts have been preserved in 54 silver urns stored in the Augustiner Church. The final stop is the vast Heitzinger Friedhof, adjacent to Schönbrunn Palace. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer. You'll find a world of travel resources when you visit us online at travelersjournal.com.